With SRA News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities are trying to determine who sent suspicious letters, including some containing fentanyl or other substances, to local election offices in at least five states. It's the latest instance of threats faced by election workers around the country. Elections offices in California, Georgia, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington appear to have been targeted. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger tells WSB-TV election officials are good people who shouldn't be threatened in any way.
I would tell everyone in America, we all can do better. You know, these are your fellow Americans that are working hard to make sure and bring to you safe, secure, accurate, and fair elections for everyone.
A letter postmarked Portland, Oregon, had the message, end elections now. A legendary American astronaut has died.
NASA has announced the passing Tuesday of Frank Borman, the commander of the first manned mission to the moon. Together with James Lovell and William Anders, the Apollo 8 crew entered lunar orbit and history on Christmas Eve 1968 and read from the Bible's Book of Genesis in a live telecast back to Earth that night. Their success paved the way for Apollo 11's lunar landing the following July. After his NASA career, Borman was the head of the then Eastern Airlines for a decade. He's remembered for his devotion to his wife Susan and his passion for aviation and exploration. Frank Borman was 95. George Williams reporting.
Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he won't seek re-election in 2024, giving Republicans a prime opportunity to gain a seat in the heavily GOP state. His decision to step down, while not totally unexpected, severely hampers Democratic efforts to keep the seat. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 220 points. This is SRN News. Christians view AI differently than non-Christians.
A survey by the Barna Group finds that just over one in four Christians say they're hopeful AI can do positive things in the world. That compares to two in five non-Christians. The survey also found that Christians are less likely than non-Christians to feel fascinated or excited about AI, or that it would make their life easier. In fact, Christians are wary of the church using AI. Ken Lorman, SRN News.
Christian support for Israel is not a new phenomenon, but the brutal Hamas attack on the Jewish state on October 7th may have been a game changer. Some observers believe that for the first time since the Holocaust, most Christians are unequivocally standing up for Israel and the Jewish people in the face of the barbaric attack. That support is important given the widespread cases of anti-Semitism after the October attack. This is SRN News. Texas officials say eight people died in a car crash after police chased a suspected human smuggler. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Police say the accident happened early Wednesday morning when the driver of a car suspected of carrying smuggled migrants fled police and smashed into an oncoming vehicle on a South Texas highway. The crash happened near Batesville, which is about 80 miles southwest of San Antonio. Deaths averaged 3.5 a year through 2019, but spiked in 2020. That led officials to develop a new policy for vehicle pursuits with an eye toward increasing safety. I'm Shelley Adler.
The six people in the Honda Civic tried to pass a semi-truck on a two-lane road and collided with a Chevrolet Equinox carrying two people. All died in the crash, including the smuggler. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.